This is Alessandra Barrett, Special Projects Editor for the Journal of Commerce. I'm here today with Ed Kelly, Executive Director of the Maritime Association of the Port of New York and New Jersey. Thanks for speaking with us today, Ed.
It's our pleasure. It's a wonderful time. We're going to have a great gala event, so it's a good chance to talk for a bit.
The association is honoring six people on May 8th, inducting into its Hall of Fame New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg, E. Hunter Harrison, CEO of Canadian Pacific Railway, Ron Widows, CEO of Rickmers Holding and Rickmers Line, Morton Bouchard, President and CEO of Bouchard Transportation, Joseph Dordo, President and CEO of Virginia International Terminals, and giving a posthumous award to Maersk McKinney Muller, Chairman of A.P. Muller Maersk.
Can you tell us a little bit about the process and considerations that went into choosing the awardees this year?
Absolutely. We take this very seriously, and we think it's a fairly small industry, but it has such international impact. So what we do is every year our board of directors puts together a nominating committee that's from a fairly broad section of our membership and the board of directors. And what we do is we take a look around the industry to look for industry leaders with a certain amount of vision that have a real impact on the business itself. These people are generally, you know, up at a CEO type of level, and they've been able to bring their companies forward in certain unique ways and have really taken their segment of the industry to a high level. If you'll notice, we have in each of our nominees, we're taking a look at a different aspect of the transportation industry or what impacts the transportation industry. So even though it's a maritime hall of fame as the central theme, we've also got railroads, public officials, tug and barge operators, and a host of people. And we do this intentionally so that we can cover the entire gamut of the industry. So when we look at these people, we say, let's look to get a diverse group of nominees representing key segments of the maritime transportation chain, and let's look at people that have made a significant, noticeable impact on our industry that deserves recognition and honor because, you know, it's a Hall of Fame, and these are people that the industry looks up to. So we're just very, very proud that we're able to do this, and that's kind of the process that we do it. Our nominating committee brings a slate of proposed nominees back to the board, and almost invariably the board agrees unanimously that that's a great slate of people, and then we go out and contact them, and when we're lucky, they agree to accept the awards, and we move forward to our gala dinner every year.
It's really a wonderful event, and it is complemented by the great work that the association does year-round, education, outreach, advocacy, really acting as a bridge between various maritime groups. This year marks the association's 140th anniversary. What makes it still relevant?
Well, you know, Alessandra, it's really a lot of the same things that have made us relevant over the past 140 years. This is a vital, vibrant community that's involved in this international trade that's so vital to the nation and vital to the region. We generate jobs, we generate revenue, taxes, etc. So we have to take a look. Now, our port here in New York, New Jersey, is uniquely in the United States very multi-jurisdictional. We have to work with the federal guidelines, with the state guidelines of New York and New Jersey, and we can never forget that we also have to deal with New York City. New York City has like 570 miles of waterfront property and is also a very vital piece. So what do? We advocate on behalf of the industry at various hearings, movements, legislative issues, etc., so that we can make sure that the voice of the commercial maritime industry is well heard and that we're part of the decision making. This is a highly urbanized area, and any impact on the property or the land itself is very important to the group and always has been. So we spend an awful lot of time working with commercial zoning for property so we can make sure that there's adequate property adjacent to the deep water channels that we need that we can have our maritime industries operating. Our deep sea vessels with international ships, tugs and barges, ship repair companies, pilots, all of these people need land bases to operate on, and we work constantly for zoning and to create significant maritime areas. So that's very important to us. The zoning is a big issue, and one of the big issues we've been dealing with for well over a decade now is the depth of this harbor. As the Panama Canal is getting wider and deeper, we have to ensure that our port is also in good shape. So dredging is absolutely essential. And we've had maintenance dredging budgets here during our 50-foot deepening project that we're going to need to continue forward and make sure that the Corps of Engineers gets the proper budgeting so that we can maintain our harbor here. But we also worry about the environment. In the past year and moving forward, this past year we've dealt with new ballast water regulations and state add-ons to some of that that have meant that we've had to really exercise that multi-jurisdictional coordination so that we could get homogeneous rules and regulations for New York and New Jersey, so we didn't have problems with that. And we're currently working on the ability to pump out various emissions from the vessels themselves, that even though this is clean water, we have to get new regulations regarding no discharge zones, etc., and we're working on that. A big thing that we have to deal with, it's a new issue for us now, is offshore energy. People are trying to put wind farms offshore, and while we recognize there's a need for good, clean, renewable energy, we have to represent the commercial maritime industry to ensure that those wind farms don't obstruct our trade lanes and the shipping channels that we need that are so vital to getting these ships in and out of here safely. So that's been a new topic that we never really had to worry about before. Another thing that we've taken a look at, and it's been one of our ongoing issues for well over 100 years, is the educational aspect. We still, twice a year, we post our Shipping 101 course, which is a real, very well-received, in-depth overview course, we like to say, that introduces people to the shipping and maritime business and the intermodal factions, as well as expanding into the overview and how that industry coordinates with everyone else. We've also this year, this past year, established our first internship program with McKee Technical High School over in Staten Island to actually get kids working as interns in our industry so that they can get actual hands-on experience while they're learning in school. And we're now starting to just set up workshops with the Urban Assembly so that we can get more education to hopefully bring new young people into this industry and continue the proud tradition of the maritime. One other thing that was a big, big impact since our last annual awards was Sandy. Superstorm Sandy has hit, and although the industry is in the mode of recovery right now, we're very glad to say that we're taking this opportunity to renew a lot of the land side assets to be compatible with future climate demands and expansion. So, you know, we've had 140 years so far, and we are starting to plan for our next 140 as we face climate change, the impacts there, the always present requirement to educate the next generations. And as we probably all agree, there's not going to be too much extra land here in this urban area. So our zoning operations and port access and public access, the cleanliness and the water quality are all going to be ongoing issues as we move forward.
Well, thanks for taking a little bit of time today to update the JOC community on what the association has been up to and plans for the future. The education work that you have undertaken this year is especially exciting.
I look forward to hearing more and celebrating with you at the International Maritime Hall of Fame Gala on May 8th at the Grand Hyatt in New York City.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you, and it'll be a wonderful opportunity for the maritime industry to get together, mingle, update each other, and to congratulate our honorees.